Oh, yeah, it sure does. It sounds like you did a proper job there for that installation for getting the coax in. Unlike the hanky way that I'm doing it, it would work, but yeah, yours is probably much better and, you know, well, more professional looking and all that. And then I was also going to comment, maybe you have to take your antennas up and down, maybe you have to look at something, you know, that could serve a double-duty purpose. You know, flagpole or something like that, you know, then you'd never know that it was even there. I'm kind of thinking about that myself, but the only thing I'm thinking about would be how to get the coax out of the house at that particular corner. So, and, yeah, the other thing I got to do, depending on how the weather is, I'm going to see about stopping at a hardware store and picking up some Unistrut and some other associated hardware so I can clamp together a Unistrut mount on the chimney or putting some other masts up. I'm currently renting, so I, you know, even if I wasn't renting and it was my own property, I would probably be a little skeptical about, you know, drilling into the chimney still. Just for the fact that, you know, you might damage it later and, you know, cost it that way. So I was talking with another friend, Leonard, and he gave me the idea as far as putting Unistrut around the chimney and then threaded rod to basically sandwich and clamp the two parts of the Unistrut together. And then from there, you've got a nice, good, sturdy mount for any other kind of mast or, you know, any other kind of hardware. So I'm glad I thought of that.